Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 28, 2020. COVID-19 Iowa Coronavirus Relief Fund Update, August 28, 2020. As of August 28, 2020, a total of $790.5 million has been transferred from the Iowa Coronavirus Relief Fund, ICRF, to various programs for addressing costs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. The current balance in the fund is $461.8 million. Iowa received $1.250 billion in federal funds through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act on April 20, 2020. A transfer of $1.9 million was made from the ICRF on August 21, 2020 to provide additional funding for the Iowa Disposal Assistance Program in the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. In addition, the $614,000 of July interest earnings were credited to the fund on August 20th. These were the only changes to the ICRF since the previous update on August 14th, 2020. To date, ICRF monies have been transferred to several state agencies and programs to address different aspects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The programs are summarized in this fiscal update article. Economic Development Authority, Small Business Disaster Assistance Fund. This program provides financial assistance to small businesses that have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The program offers eligible small businesses grants ranging from $5,000 to $25,000 and permits deferral of sales and use taxes or withholding taxes and a waiver of penalty and interest. For additional information, see the fiscal update article, COVID-19 Iowa Small Business Relief Program Update, May 12, 2020. AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps is a program of the Federal Corporation for National and Community Service, which is an independent federal agency designed to improve lives, strengthen communities, and foster civic engagement through service and volunteering. The AmeriCorps program in Iowa is coordinated through Volunteer Iowa. Grow Iowa Values Fund. The governor transferred $7 million from the ICRF to the Grow Iowa Values Fund, GIVF, to reimburse the GIVF for transfers totaling $7 million to the Small Business Disaster Assistance Fund that were made in March and April 2020. Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship passed the pork program. The funds for this program will connect Iowa pig farmers with Iowa food banks to help provide a market for pork, which might otherwise go to waste due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Iowa Disposal Assistance Program. The Iowa Disposal Assistance Program was created to assist Iowa pork producers who are unable to harvest pigs because of COVID-19 supply chain disruptions. In the event pork producers are forced to euthanize animals, the producers can apply for state funding to properly dispose of carcasses in an environmentally sound manner. The program will provide producers $40 per animal to help cover a portion of the disposal costs for qualifying hogs. Department of Human Services, Double Up Food Bucks. The Double Up Food Bucks program connects low-income families with healthy food grown by Iowa farmers and increases those families' access to fresh fruits and vegetables. Commodity Supplemental Food Program, CSFP. The CSFP provides supplemental food and nutrition education for persons ages 60 and over. Available foods include canned fruits and vegetables, hot and cold cereals, cheese, peanut butter, beans, pastas, and canned and powdered milk. Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Feeding Iowans Initiative Food Banks. The funds for this initiative will be used for the purchase and repackaging of bulk food products for food banks across Iowa. Iowa Finance Authority, Iowa Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Program. The funds for this program will be used to assist Iowans who have been economically impacted by COVID-19 and may be facing housing hardships. Iowa College Student Aid Commission, Last Dollar Scholarship Program Fund. The Last Dollar Scholarship Program was created in 2018 in House File 2458, Future Ready Iowa Act. The program provides financial aid to students attending community colleges or accredited private nonprofit institutions and enrolled in programs of study that lead to a post-secondary credential up to and including an associate degree aligned with a high-demand job as designated by Iowa Workforce Development or a community college. Department of Workforce Development Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund. The Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund finances the costs of the unemployment insurance program, which pays benefits to covered workers who become involuntarily unemployed and meets specified eligibility requirements. The governor transferred $490 million from the ICRF to the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund on June 29, 2020. Department of Management Economic Emergency Fund. The governor transferred $17 million from the ICRF to the Economic Emergency Fund to reimburse the fund for transfers totaling $17 million to the Small Business Disaster Assistance Fund made in March and April 2020. Office of the Chief Information Officer Technology Updates. A total of $91.1 million was transferred from the ICRF to the Office of the Chief Information Officer to fund four projects. These include $21 million to the executive branch to replace the state's budget, accounting, and human resources systems with a new provider, Workday Incorporated, $50 million for funding of grants to expand broadband services in Iowa, $13 million for design and development of prioritized data streams, which will provide a backbone for analytics in the event of another pandemic, and $7.1 million to develop and enhance citizen digital access for state government services. Coronavirus Relief Fund Spending Guidelines. Provisions of the CARES Act and guidance from the U.S. Department of the Treasury provide direction to states and other grant recipients concerning the qualified uses of the Coronavirus Relief Fund, CRF, grants. In summary, the funds can cover costs that are necessary expenditures incurred due to the COVID-19 public health emergency that were not previously accounted for in the budget most recently approved as of March 27, 2020, and were incurred during the period that began March 1, 2020, and ends December 30, 2020. Any unexpended CRF funds revert back to the federal government. Necessary expenditures may include expenditures incurred to allow the states to respond directly to the emergency, such as by addressing medical or public health needs. In addition, necessary expenditures include those incurred to respond to second-order effects of the emergency, such as by providing economic support to those suffering from employment or business interruptions due to COVID-19 related business closures. The funding cannot be used to backfill the loss of state revenues that have resulted from the economic impacts of COVID-19, but may be used as a cash management tool. For example, changing tax filing deadlines may cause cash flow issues for states. The U.S. Treasury has indicated that states can use CRF funds for cash flow purposes. For additional information, see the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Guidance for State, Territorial, Local, and Tribal Governments. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Dave Reynolds, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6934.